Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me for Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. I am Kiki Strickland, your married in 2 years or less dating coach. You can find out more about me, including reading my bio, at kikistrickland.com. Today we're going to be talking about why single women should stay friends with the guys that they date. So I am a dating coach. I've been working with singles since 2006. I currently do dating coaching. I used to be a matchmaker, setting up introductions for singles. And now in my coaching practice, one of the things that I ask clients when they first come in is if they actually have friendships with the opposite sex. And it's not surprising anymore when I find people who are experiencing difficulties in their romantic relationships not having any friends of the opposite sex. So today we're going to be talking about why you should have friendships with the opposite sex. Ladies, especially you should have male friendships. You should have men in your life that you regularly hang out with, that you can relate to, that you can have fun with, that you can be yourself with, because this is going to help you in the long run with finding your husband, relating to him, and being in a strong, healthy relationship with him. A lot of times I'm finding that women do not know how to relate to men. They don't know how to be themselves with men. They look at men differently. They feel like they're the enemy or that they're someone who has the ability to hurt them. We don't want you to have an incorrect view of men. And one of the easiest ways to eliminate this is by learning how to be friends with men and seeing them as your brothers. You know, at church how they say, you know, your brother in Christ, you want to see him as a family member, as someone who you can kick it with. Because really a marriage is more than just that sexual attraction and love and kissing and affection. You are going to be friends with your husband. You guys are going to be able, hopefully, and if not, it's not going to be much of a marriage, but you should be able to just kick it with him, hang out, watch TV, go to a football game together, do nothing together, just enjoy each other's company. And some of you are on the wrong plane when it comes to men. You're thinking that you have to have this strong sexual chemistry in order for things to work. Some of you have been in relationships where that's all you've had. You never even dealt with him on a different level, and that's why it didn't work. All you had was sex. All you had was the strong animal magnetism attraction. You did not know how to be normal and regular with him. So, others of you probably have not had successful relationships because you have a problem with men. Maybe it's because you didn't have a father figure. Maybe your relationship with your father was jacked up. All of this is okay. We're not going to really get to the whys today. We're just going to encourage you now to get some male friends. I'm going to talk to you about how to do that. And I would like to point out the benefits of having male friendships. And some of you might have had male friendships in the past, but once you got into a relationship, you let those male friendships go, and now you don't have any guy friends. Reestablish, rekindle your relationships with those men that you used to be friends with. I'm not talking about ex-boyfriends who you still have something for. I'm talking about platonic male friendships. That you are not interested in, that you do not still have any feelings for. So here are some of my reasons why I think you should have a male friend or two or three. Three would be ideal, but at least get one. Number one, you can meet other guys through your male friends. They might not be willing to set you up on a date. Some guys just won't go into that area at all, and that's okay. They don't have to set you up. But inevitably, you're going to meet some of his friends or some coworkers or some people that he knows if you really are his friend and you really are hanging out. So he might invite you to maybe his office party, Christmas party, and there you will meet some of his coworkers. He might have a birthday party, and then you'll meet some of his friends. It just happens organically. It's not even something that you really have to plan. Another reason why you should have male friends, guys are brutally honest when they do share things. Sometimes our female friends don't want to hurt our feelings. So if your hair is a different color, they'll say, oh, I like it, when really they don't. They don't mean to lie, but they just don't want to say anything hurtful. So even if, and I've been guilty of this too, even if we don't quite like something, we might say that we do, or we might say, oh, yeah, that's really different. A guy will tell you straight out, no, change it back, or don't wear that, or no, that looks horrible on you. They are not as worried about our feelings. They will tell you the truth, and you need to know the truth. You're out there trying to meet your Mr. Right, and if you ask a guy his opinion of something about you, he will tell you. Sometimes they might try to temper it or soften it, but most of the time they're just blunt, and they'll come out and tell you straight because they believe that you want to know. And they are also about fixing things. So if they feel like you need something fixed, they'll tell you, fix this, fix your hair, oh, don't wear that, grow it back, or cut it, or, you know. So take their honesty, as much as it might hurt, and act accordingly. Number three, he can be your plus one when you need it. Now, I mentioned he might invite you to something. You can also take him to your office Christmas party. You might be tired of taking a girlfriend, or people might start thinking you're a certain way if you're only bringing women. Invite your guy friend to go to your office Christmas party. It is okay, and actually a good thing, for people to see you with a man every now and then. Number four, as I pointed out before, developing friendships with men will help you relate to your husband as a friend. So if you haven't had any friendships with men, you've only had romantic relationships with men, I believe that is a mistake, and one that is easy to correct by now getting a friend. And we're going to talk about how to do that. Let me give you number five, though, before we go into how. Men, as I said, they want to fix things. They're fixers. They're always looking for solutions. Women might want to just talk something to death. They're okay with you just venting, but a man will actually try to get to the root to figure out what can we do to fix this. They want to know what can be done physically as well. So if you have a problem at your house, he can come over and fix that thing physically and let him do that. Men like to be needed. They feel like they're really doing something when you ask them for help. So definitely ask him for help and let him help you. So it's good to have guy friends around because they might know something about cars. You fix something on your car that you might have to move some furniture, or you might be moving. You can always call upon your guy friends to help you do manual labor. I think one of my girlfriends even had a guy friend of hers come over and mow her lawn. Now, she cooked him a nice dinner for his troubles. It's not like you're going to be using these guys to just do stuff for you for free. You will reciprocate and do nice things for them. And that's what friendship is all about, give and take and reciprocating. Some of you need to work on your friendships in general, because really you're just a workaholic and you haven't even taken time to develop any of your friendships, male or female. So we want to be well-rounded people with balance in our lives, and not just looking for Mr. Right, but also working on friendships in general. This is what the MayoClinic.org said about friendships. Friendships enrich your life and improve your health. This is what it says in this article at MayoClinic.org. Friendships can have a major impact on your health and your well-being. It's not always easy to build or maintain friendships. They understand that. But they want you to understand the importance of friendships in your life and what you can do to develop and nurture friendships. And this says, what are the benefits of friendships? Good friends are good for your health. Friends can help you celebrate good times and provide support during bad times. And believe me, male friends are there during the bad times too. Friends can prevent loneliness and give you a chance to offer needed companionship too. Some of you have not been in a relationship in a while. You are going to find that your friendships are going to help you tremendously with loneliness. You can call up your guy friend and say, hey, this new movie's coming out. Do you want to go see it? He's just a friend of yours, so it's okay to do that. You're not pursuing him, and he knows it. You just want to hang out, and he will probably be happy to hang out with you because he values you. This is the one thing that I really love about my male friendships. And I will admit, since I've been married, I have not worked on my male friendships with other men, and that has been a mistake, and I want to correct that. I actually did hang out with one of my old guy friends recently, and it was really good to reestablish that connection. You, as a single woman with male friendships, with the type of guys who actually do value you as a person and as a woman and who appreciate what you have to bring to this world, it really feels good to be around people who celebrate you and who love you and who appreciate you. You should always be around people who are your champions and who support you and want to see you succeed in all ways. It feels empowering to be around people like this. This article, back to the article, it says, friends can also increase your sense of belonging and purpose, boost your happiness and reduce your stress, improve your self-confidence and your self-worth, help you cope with any traumas, illnesses, job loss, death of a loved one. Your friends are there to support you through all of that. And it also says they are there to encourage you to change or avoid unhealthy lifestyle habits, such as excessive drinking or lack of exercise. Your guy friends can help you even there. I loved being able to ask my guy friends about a particular thing that a guy I liked might have done or said. What do you think about this? I would tell them what he did, and they would tell me straight up, oh no, he did this because of that, or he said this because he wanted this to happen. So you definitely have to confide in your male friends because they will let you know from a male point of view what's actually really happening. You want to choose your male friends wisely, and like I said, you do want to make sure that they are the type of men that are stand-up guys, who are emotionally healthy and mature, and who do value you as a person. Please don't pick any guys that you know are a little suspect or scandalous or I guess suspect is a good enough word. You want guys with integrity and who do what they say they're going to do. All right, so I think you understand that guy friends can encourage you, can challenge you, can motivate you, listen to you, celebrate you, grieve with you, keep you honest. I know that I had a guy friend once that would ask me these really pointed questions. Now, he was one of my church friends, so he kind of was helping me stay accountable in certain areas as well, and you need that too. And then friends in general also add joy to your life. There are studies that also say that, and this was a study from Harvard Medical School, that the more friends that a woman had, the more likely they were to be leading a joyful life. That authentic friendships actually result in better health, because relationships can help you maintain healthy habits, Like I said, your friends can keep you accountable in certain ways. You can even do things like work out together. If you have guy friends in your gym, hey, that's a good place to meet friends that are guys because they're going to be there in the gym. Let's talk about how to make a friend before it's time to go. Glamour.com had an article on how to make new guy friends, and they said happy hours are always a place where you can meet new guys, clubs, if you join some clubs, and also if you participate in some sports. And I know here in the D.C. area, Goombe has wonderful volleyball and kickball leagues that are co-ed. So that's definitely an avenue to meet some more guys. I would say join meetups. You should already be on Meetup as a single woman who is looking to make more connections and meet more men. Meetup.com, you put in your zip code, and you find all these groups that are in your area. And so now, not only should you be going to the single stuff to meet potentials to date, but you also want to be on the lookout for a few guy friends. And one of the reasons why I said women, single women, should be friends with the men that they have gone out on dates with is because if you don't like him as a potential romantic partner, but he's a good guy, there's no reason to eliminate him, cut him out of your life. No, you do want to make him a friend. Also, you can take a class, a workshop, or a seminar, look around and see if there are any guys that might end up being good friends. I know some of my clients are in real estate and taking different classes, workshops. Oh my gosh, what is going on out there? The weather is nice. I think there are motorcycles. sorry about that. But anyway, you can take different classes and meet people there. Take a real estate class. Take something that you know there's going to be men there. I think the article mentioned woodwork or shop or auto or something where, you know, men are going to be there. Take up a new hobby, learn how to play tennis. I always mention my husband is in a tennis meetup, and it's always more men than women. Sports are usually that way. It's going to be more men. So take up a new sport, learn how to do something different, and also volunteer and charity work. I know a few of you out there like to give back, and that's a wonderful way to meet some good friends and potentials to date. By doing some charity work or volunteering for an organization like Big Brother, Big Sister, or there's a number of different organizations out there that do stuff to give back. So those would be the perfect guys to be friends with. All right, so what not to do? So if it is somebody that you have gone out with a few times and you're realizing, no, I don't think this person has the potential to be my Mr. Right. I don't think that I want anything romantic with him, but he's cool and I enjoy hanging out with him. I enjoy his company. Then you want to tell him that you just see a friendship for now. It's okay to say for now because, to be honest, things change. You don't know if you mean forever. You might feel like you mean forever. But the truth is, many a woman have fallen later for a guy who was just her friend. And I think that that is awesome. If you have a solid, strong foundation of friendship with a guy, and later you actually find yourself attracted to him, that is a wonderful thing. Your guy friend would make the best husband to you. You already know how they treat you, which is usually very well. When you have a good guy friend, he usually treats you like a queen. I remember I had 3 guy friends before I got married. Years and years long friendships where they treated me so well. If I ever needed anything, they were always there. I remember one I even hung out on one Valentine's Day because neither of us were in a relationship. And he was like, hey, do you want to go to? And it was our favorite restaurant that we used to always go to. And he took me there, treated me like a queen, and I felt so good even though I wasn't seeing anyone romantically. I had a great Valentine's Day with him. I had another friend who I remember he would give me gifts for my birthday, and he would always give me the best advice on everything. So you really, this is a wonderful thing if it, I was saying all that because you could end up at a later date possibly getting into a relationship with your guy friend, and that is okay. In fact, I think it's awesome. But what you want to say is that you don't see anything romantic for now and that you would like to just be friends. And if he is open to being a friend and still hanging out, then please continue to hang out with him. They may not want to. Some guys are like, well, I don't need any more female friends. I got enough friends. I'm looking for a wife. That's fine. Then he's not the one to be your guy friend. But from it's been my experience that if you want to stay friends with them and continue to hang out, most guys will continue to hang out with you and continue to get to know you and be there for you. And, yes, they might still have hope that one day is going to be something romantic, and that's okay for them to have that hope. I have heard that men don't usually want to really be friends with a woman that they're not at least somewhat attracted to anyway. So unless he already has an inkling of something, he's probably not even going to have talked to you. So don't feel like because he was attracted to you can still be his friend. He was just getting to know you to see if you could be a possible good fit for him as far as his miss right. He didn't know that yet if you only went on two dates. He's not in love with you yet if you only went on a couple of dates. He was just evaluating you just like you were evaluating him, and now you've decided just a friendship, and he might be cool. You're cool to hang out with and cute too. So, yeah, we can be friends and be his friend. All right, but this is what you don't want to do. You don't want to take him out with you too much, or people will start to think that you two are a couple, and then it'll look like you're off the market. So if he's a great guy and you enjoy his company and you want to hang out all the time, no, you still want to limit it to maybe just once or twice a month and still make sure you have your time to go out by yourself or with your girlfriend. You also don't want to be affectionate with him. A hug every now and then is okay, but you don't want to treat him like your girlfriends where you're hugging them every time you see them. That's too much for a guy. They don't want a woman that they're trying to be platonic with to be all up on them and touching them a lot. That's very stimulating for a man. So limit the affections. If he wants to hug you goodbye, that's good. But you don't have to hug him hello and goodbye every time you're together. You also don't want to ask him for a hookup. You don't want to ask him to introduce you to one of his friends. Let that happen naturally. Like I said, you're already going to be meeting people through him if you're hanging out. So don't ask him directly to set you up because, again, most of the time, men don't want to be involved in matchmaking at all. They don't want to be responsible if the relationship between you and the person that he set you up doesn't work out. They don't want to feel like they're in the middle of anything. They generally stay away from that. Now, if you do have a guy friend who says, hey, I'd like you to meet some of my guy friends, great. Take advantage of that. But don't ask him to do that for you. Let him volunteer that. Don't badger him about his own love life unless he is sharing openly with you. If you can share all you want about yours, but don't try to get him to share more than he wants to. He may still be holding out hope for a relationship with you, so you definitely don't want to try to force him into talking about who have you gone out with, who are you seeing now, who are you talking to online. If he wants to share that, he will. But please feel free to share yourself because he will need to hear that you are seeing people. And like I said, he can give you some feedback on why dudes did a certain thing. So share your stuff, but don't try to force him to share anything if he doesn't want to. And some of you might feel like, well, this feels like I'm using him you're not using him. You're being a friend to him, and he is allowing that. If they can't handle it, they will let you know. They'll just say, no, I don't think we should be friends anymore. So until they do that, continue to do everything that you want to do. If you want to go to the movies with him, great. If you want to go to a festival with him, even if you want to go on a trip with him. I did have one of my clients went out on a trip to Spain with a guy that I set her up on a mock date with. Now, mock dates are for my clients in my Married in 2 Years or Less program, and it's just to get feedback from a guy on how you are as a date. It is not a setup. If it turns out that the two of you like each other, great. But it's just to get feedback. And it turns out they hit it off and really had a good time and became friends. And she was going to Spain by herself. And she said, you know, I mentioned it to my new friend, who was the guy that I set her up on the mock date with. And she said, he said he wants to go. What do you think about that? And I was like, sure, you're friends. It's perfectly fine for you to go to Spain with a guy friend. It's not like you guys are going to be sharing a room or doing anything inappropriate. You're just going to hang out there just like you would here. And they went and they had a fabulous time. And he was the perfect gentleman. You've got to choose a guy who's definitely a gentleman. but, yeah, you can do as much as you want with him unless he says he can't take it anymore, that he doesn't want to be friends. But like I said, I was friends for about 10 years. With some of my guy friends, pretty much until they got married or I got married. You don't want it to cross over into a friends with a benefit relationship. I don't agree with friends with benefits. You should not be having sex with somebody that you consider a friend. If it's a friendship, there's no sex involved. However, I know some of you do things that I am against. So let me say this. If you really feel out of control with your hormones and you know you have this good guy who is really nice to you and you want something physical with him, I would say limit it to making out, to anything but intercourse. Do not have intercourse with your guy friend. If you can come to some kind of agreement where you're doing other things, that's on you, but do not have intercourse. That's all I would say. And make sure you talk about your boundaries with that. But frankly, I would say don't even go there. This is just a friend. This is just someone for emotional support, not sexual support. All right. And then don't ignore him or lead him on if he does say that he wants more. There were a couple of times with my friendships with men that every couple of years they would say, well, you know, do you ever think about the two of us trying to date again? I would say no. Shut that down right away, but easily. You know, you don't want to hurt his feelings. You just want to say, I really enjoy you as a friend, but that's it. In fact, here's something this article had said. Say, I love our friendship, but for me, that's all it is. I don't want to lose that, but if you feel like we shouldn't hang out for a while, I will understand. So you're saying, I just want you as a friend, but I also understand if you don't want us to hang out, that's okay, but you put it on him and let him say. And usually they'll say, no, it's okay. We can still hang out. I just wanted to see, you know, if you ever thought about it. Because they want to hold on to their pride, and they usually still want to hang out with you because you're a fabulous person and they love your company. 90 seconds, so I got to wrap it up. All right. So I hope these tips have been helpful. Work on getting at least one guy friend this summer, a real friend that you really do stuff with and talk on the phone with. Like you do your girlfriends. You just make sure that you don't treat him like a woman because he's not a woman. He's a man. So you don't want to do anything inappropriate, like talk about your period or anything too feminine. But you can talk about other things and treat him well. Treat him like the wonderful man he is. and have fun with him. All right, send me your questions or comments. Remember, I'm having a retreat, Love Attraction Retreat, in December. We're going to Amber Cove, Dominican Republic, and Grand Turk. So you can register for that at my website at kikistrickland.com. We're also doing outdoor flirt nights now, and I'm having a couple of seminars. So check out my website to see what's coming up. We're doing something on weight because some of you talk about weight loss and how you feel like you need to lose weight before you find Mr. Right, or you feel like because you're plus size, am I even going to be able to find Mr. Right? And I'm going to do a seminar on that this summer, so stay tuned. In the meantime, thanks for joining me and happy dating.